And now it's time for another episode of Focus on Views. And we'll start this segment with a little bit of audio.
As of 12 o'clock, the temperature is 66 degrees and winds are north-northwest at 12 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 81% and the barometer is at 30.
Now, for many years, that's what you've heard whenever you've dialed 936-1212 in Pittsburgh. But the phone company is discontinuing its weather forecasts.
This forecast for Pittsburgh and vicinity will be discontinued on September 30th, 2008.
Which have been around since, well, as long as most people can remember. With me is one of the voices of those weather forecasts. He's Mr. Carlson Stromberg. And Mr. Stromberg, I guess this means you're out of a job.
Well, I will still be working for the phone company, but after all these years, I won't be doing the weather anymore.
When did you first go to work for the telephone company?
I started back in 1962 in the Valley Exchange office in Turtle Creek.
Uh-huh. And did you always do weather forecasts or something else?
No, I started out as an apprentice masticated chicle removal technician for the coin-operated interface division of the phone company.
What exactly did that job do?
I scraped gum off of payphones.
Okay. When did you first start doing weather forecasts then?
Well, my big break came at the company picnic in 1967. The guy who was supposed to call the bingo numbers got sick, and they asked me to pitch in. Well, I didn't realize that out in the audience was the vice president in charge of user demand and meteorological services for the entire Bell Telephone Company of Pennsylvania, and he asked me to use my bingo calling experience as an audition.
Do you still remember what exactly you said that got you the job?
I think I remember how it went. B-11-062.
Now that's terrific.
Thank you. And I started reading the weather over the phone in September of 1967.
So just about 41 years ago, exactly. That's a remarkable run. We're talking to Mr. Carlson Stromberg. He's been one of the voices on the phone company's weather hotline, which is being discontinued. Mr. Stromberg, a lot of people wonder, where do you folks get your weather forecasts? Does the phone company have its own meteorologist?
Well, no. We buy them from a service, and they're emailed to us. Of course, back in the old days, before the internet, we had a grizzled old mountain man who lived up in a hardscrabble hollow in Monroeville. Every morning, he'd make his observations and walk 5 miles down to the telephone company exchange office to give us his forecast for the day.
And I assume this fella had some secret formula that he used to predict the weather.
No, he stole the forecast out of the newspaper.
You said you'll still be working for the phone company, even though you won't be doing the weather forecasts. What exactly will you be doing?
I'll be the voice on some of the voicemail prompts that you get when you call one of those press 1, press 2 systems.
Well, then I'm sure that job is going to keep you busy recording all of those messages.
Oh, no, those aren't recorded. We do all of those live.
You do them live? Wait a minute. So when I call one of these press 1, press 2 things, or I get my voicemail, there's a real person doing that? I always thought that was a computer.
Well, actually, that's exactly what we are trying to do. We pride ourselves on giving every phone call we receive a real impersonal touch.
Well, Mr. Stromberg, it sounds like you have a real exciting new part of your career coming up, and we thank you for taking the time to talk with us. We've been talking to Carlson Stromberg, one of the voices that you've heard for more than 40 years on the phone company's weather hotline. That's Focus on the Views, and I'm Jay Thurber.